Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 46. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Plans to reopen the intersection of 15th and Prairie in Emporia are being pushed back slightly. Julio Flores has more.
City engineer Jim Ubert stated the city was planning to reopen 15th and Prairie, which had been closed as part of the 24th and Prairie waterline replacement project. However, it was announced Saturday that the reopening is being pushed back, with Ubert saying the delay is due to the line at the intersection not passing a recently performed pressure test. Ubert says the city contractor should be able to conduct the test again today, and if it passes, the intersection should be open shortly after, meaning only a day or two delay. I'm Julio Flores.
A football player who is a Wichita native has died following an accident at their home. 21-year-old Missouri State University safety Todrick McGee died early Saturday at a hospital. He was found late Friday morning at his apartment in Springfield, suffering from what's believed to be an accidental self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Springfield Police Department continues to investigate. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Secretary of Administration, Adam Proffitt, held a press conference immediately following the final consensus revenue estimates, or CRE, meeting on Thursday afternoon, and Governor Kelly announced the updated, or CRE, saying the consensus revenue estimates could be seen as positive news, but in reality, they underscore the seriousness of the financial predicament ahead. She said it comes at the same time the legislature has guaranteed large tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations instead of the property tax relief they promised Kansas families. Governor Kelly said Kansans need to demand their legislators restore fiscal sanity and fairness when they return in January. The overall estimate for fiscal year 2025 and fiscal year 2026 was increased by a combined $377.5 million. The estimate for total taxes was increased by $195.1 million, and other revenues were increased by $182.4 million for the 2 years combined. Secretary Proffitt said they're making the best possible estimate that they can, given all the potential headwinds and some of the policies that are shifting on a regular basis. So he feels like they've arrived at a good forecast that can serve policymakers well over the next 18 months. The governor and the legislature determined state general fund revenue using the CRE, which is prepared by the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group is composed of representatives from the Division of Budget, the Department of Revenue, and the Legislative Research Department, along with one consulting economist from each of the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, and the group meets twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that several bills introduced by the Kansas Department of Insurance have been signed into law, and House Bill 2050 and House Bill 2334 contains provisions that will continue the commissioner's commitment to reducing the cost of doing business in Kansas. Schmidt said when compliance costs are out of line, consumers are forced to foot the bill. So she has made it her mission to right-size government, and these new laws keep that commitment. HB 2050 eliminates the producer appointment renewal fees, which will reduce revenues to the department by an estimated $5.9 million. Further, the new law gives the commissioner the authority to lower over 100 statutory fees, which will be published in the Kansas Register each year by December 1st. And HB 2334 reduces the state premium tax levied on insurance carriers to 1.98% of the total premium written. This tax cut eliminates the portion of the premium tax retained by the department by an estimated $1.8 million. Commissioner Schmidt stated that under her leadership, the department has consistently lowered fees and reduced the cost of doing business by more than $76 million. Both of the laws will take effect on July 1, 2025, and the enrolled bills can be found at kslegislature.gov. Area residents are invited to visit Logan, Kansas on Tuesday, April 29th for a unique opportunity to view the Kansas justice system in action, and nearly 300 area students will be among the audience as part of its ongoing outreach to familiarize Kansans with the court, its work, and the overall role of the Kansas judiciary. The public is also invited to attend. The court will visit USD 326 and the Logan Intergenerational Family Education Center, also known as the Life Center, where it will hear oral arguments in one case. And Logan Mayor and former clerk for Phillips County District Court, Deborah Graman, will serve as honorary bailiff. Before the oral argument, Chief Justice Marla Luckert will give a brief educational presentation on the Kansas court system, which is scheduled for 9:30 a.m., and then from 10 a.m. to about 10:45 a.m., the court will be in session to hear oral arguments in the state versus of Kansas versus Stanton S. Holt. The doors will open at 8:15, and those who wish to watch the proceedings are encouraged to arrive by 8:45 to allow for time for security and seating. Attendees should not bring food or drinks, large bags, large purses, backpacks, computer cases or briefcases, knives, pepper spray, firearms or weapons, and laptops, computers, handheld games, personal digital assistants, or tablets. If you must carry a cell phone, it should be stored out of sight, preferably turned off, or the ringer must be silenced. Following the oral argument, the justices will greet in-person attendees in an informal reception. In 2011, the Supreme Court began conducting special sessions outside its Topeka courtroom, and that year, it marked the state's 150th anniversary by convening in the historic Supreme Court courtroom in the Kansas State House. The court returned to the State House for another special session in January 2025. Logan will be the 25th community the court has visited since it began the outreach program 14 years ago. The special session will also be live-streamed online at youtube.com/KansasSupremeCourt, and to learn about the special session and the case to be heard, you can visit kscourts.gov/travel-docket. In Nebraska news, the Dodge County Sheriff's Office reported that on Friday night, three people were killed when a small non-commercial plane crashed into the Platte River in eastern Nebraska. The crash was reported at about 8:15 p.m. south of Fremont, an emergency crew staged at Luther Hormel Memorial Park next to the river. Sergeant Bree Frank said airboats and drones were brought in to search the water, and shortly before midnight, authorities said the bodies of all three people on board had been pulled from the river, though authorities haven't said who owned the aircraft. Multiple agencies responded, including the Nebraska State Patrol, the Saunders County Sheriff's Office, the Waterloo Fire Department, and the Fremont Fire Department. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating, and Sergeant Frank said crews could be on the scene, possibly for days. According to authorities, some residents of Gage County lost over $1,000 this week in a Facebook Marketplace scam. They reported the theft on Wednesday to the Gage County Sheriff's Office after the victims, who live near Firth, reported that they were led to believe that a house was for rent at a low rate in Bennett. They said they were sent text messages and fake documents and deceived into paying an application fee, a security deposit, and half a month's rent through an online banking app. However, when the victims got to the house, the Facebook Marketplace seller never showed up, and according to officials, the seller never had the right to the property. The Gage County Sheriff's Office urges people to not send money to those that they don't know unless directed by their bank or financial institution. And if you think you're being scammed, you should call your local law enforcement. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is accepting applications for the Safe Routes to School program for its third round of planning and programming. And applications are due by 5 p.m. on May 2nd for the 2025-2026 school year. The Planning and Programming, or PMP, grants fund the development of Safe Routes to School plans, which also include an overview of existing conditions and public outreach, and the plans also identify potential infrastructure and non-infrastructure solutions to help improve safety for children who walk, bike, and roll to school. Safe Routes to School plans that were completed as part of the 2024 PMP grant program can be found at saferoutes.ksdot.gov. All communities, school districts, and organizations are encouraged to apply. And for more information on the PMP grant program, including the application, an informational webinar recording, and a question-answer sheet, you can visit saferoutes.ksdot.gov/grants-and-funding. Safe Routes to School is a comprehensive approach to getting more kids walking, biking, or rolling safely to school, and it provides kids and parents with a variety of activities, events, and lessons, while also addressing local pedestrian, bicycle, and personal safety concerns. You can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School website at saferoutes.ksdot.gov to learn more and to sign up for the quarterly e-newsletter. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on April 7th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Attorney Abigail Horn, Road and Bridge Supervisor Terry Laughlin, Solid Waste Manager Ted White, and County Clerk Craig Renner. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, and year-to-date budget expenditures were given to the commissioners. Terry Laughlin reported on the Edgett fire, saying Mr. Edgett is demanding that the county go back and smooth out his property. However, the Logan fire chief has advised that the ground should remain undisturbed for at least 6 months. He said moving the dirt around could open up the ground and provide oxygen to reignite the embers below ground. Mr. Laughlin also reported that a patron requested that their private drive be cleared of snow during weather events due to health reasons, and the commission discussed this issue with great concern, saying that although there is great empathy for the situation, it's simply not a public need that can be addressed. Terry then announced that he is going to retire in September of 2025. After two executive sessions, Kelvin Edgett joined the meeting, and Mr. Edgett stated that he wants the commission to fix his property. However, after much discussion, explaining, and viewing of videos provided by Mr. Edgett, the commission informed him that they were under the advice of the fire chief to not disturb the ground. Mr. Edgett then left the meeting. Commissioner Thompson moved to purchase 30 grader blades at $66.46 per blade. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Ted White presented his findings regarding fixing and replacing the top coat machine at the landfill, and the commission advised Ted to pull the existing unit off of the truck and sell it as is. Commissioner Beidler moved to purchase a new top coat machine for $32,000 from Kincaid using funds from the Solid Waste Capital Outlay Fund. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Ted then announced that the countywide cleanup will be April 28th, 29th, and 30th, with one load per household. Terry Laughlin reported that he is advertising for seasonal mower operators. He said he's putting out flyers and wants to advertise on the county website. After four executive sessions, Deputy Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting. Deputy Wallmeyer reported that the canine dog is having obedience issues. He said the dog is highly effective at its job, but grows restless when not working, and Deputy Bailey would like to cease overseeing the unit. With no further deputies having an interest in taking over the unit, he said a couple of area law enforcement agencies have shown interest in taking the dog, and it's the desire of the department that the program be terminated. The commissioners had no objection to the decision. Deputy Wallmeyer also reported on the recent requirement to provide 24 hours of security for a mental health patient that is waiting to be placed. However, he said with vacations and sickness, it's putting a strain on the department. Chairman Matchett moved to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. And with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:23 a.m. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having shaved turkey with bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 82 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 46 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 78 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 48 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast on Wednesday. Showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 a.m., and then showers will be likely between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 74, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. On Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 a.m., then showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. with a high near 68. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers mainly before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 62. On Saturday, a 50% chance of showers. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And on Sunday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It should be partly sunny with a high near 74. Currently, with fair skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 32 degrees. And our current wind chill is 42 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chief GM Brett Veach spoke to the media Thursday prior to next week's NFL draft, and he knows, obviously, he has a tendency to be aggressive when it comes to trading up or trading back.
The numbers are a little bit down in regards to that top end, usually being 15 to 17. They're more from in that 12 to 14 range. So, you know, and then, as I mentioned, definitely the secondary stack is a little bit bigger. So I think that there is probably, just from a sure number standpoint, more of a likelihood that could happen when you have, again, on the front end, the numbers meaning 7.5 or higher on our grading system being low, but then that next 7.0 to 6.5 grading system, the numbers being higher, I think that from that standpoint, I think that could be in our wheelhouse and it might make sense to us. So we'll have to see. I think there's always, or at least it worked out that way in the last few years, been one guy. Worthy was one of those guys last year. You know, I know that I've shown to be more aggressive, but I'm certainly open to it. And if it makes sense for us and we can acquire additional picks, you know, I'd be all for it.
The draft is set for the 24th, 25th, and 26th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
The 29th annual Country Stampede Party in the Heartland is the summer's biggest concert and camping event. Kansas Ag Network has your hookup for this three-day music and fun experience. June 26th through the 28th at the Azura Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Don't miss Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Miranda Lambert.
She's in it all.
Swindell.
It's Carolina, tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand.
Also featuring Ashley McBride, Dylan Scott, Shenandoah, Drew Baldridge, Ray Lynn, Larry Fleet, and many more. Go to CountryStampede.com for all the details. Party in the Heartland with the Kansas Ag Network and the 29th Annual Country Stampede.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.